USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at USAA.com/100.
Doing a deep dive on domestic violence. That's next on The Veteran's Voice.
And hut! Welcome to The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. Veteran's Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, originating from the Optum Podcast Studios, in partnership with podcast channel sponsors, Medicare mentors, technology partner, Colorado Computer Support, and supporting partner, Wirenut Home Services. And now, here's your host, Mike Lewis.
Coming to you from the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, The Veteran's Voice, presented by USAA. And we are at the Optum Podcast Studio. We have a very important topic we're going to discuss today. It's serious, and we want to help folks out. We are coming off the end of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. That is the month of October in the United States. But, you know, domestic violence doesn't take a holiday. And we're coming up on the holidays, actually, and there's a tie there. I'd like to welcome in Alice Miles. She is the case manager here at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Alice, thank you for making time.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
Domestic violence is an ongoing issue. It's not just something that we want to focus on in October, because if you're affected by domestic violence, this is very serious, and Mount Carmel does have some support that is available.
Yes, we do. Domestic violence is a global health crisis that we all can do better to understand and advocate against.
Okay. Well, what are some of the key points that we want to that you'd like to share, because you deal with this issue on a daily basis?
So what I like to start with anytime I'm talking about domestic violence is introducing domestic violence as an umbrella term. The reason for that is because one of the largest myths or misconceptions is that people believe domestic violence is only something perpetrated by an intimate partner or a dating partner. And we all have this image that comes to mind of a battered woman, right, with a black eye. But the law is a lot more broad than that and recognizes that someone who is considered an offender of domestic violence can be a spouse, a sexual dating or intimate partner, family members, children. It can even be a neighbor or a roommate that you live with.
What are some of the other myths? I mean, we always think about the battered woman, as you mentioned just a moment ago, but sometimes it can be the woman is being the offender. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct, actually. We see a very high rate of women reporting domestic violence, but we see a much lower rate of men reporting domestic violence that they experience. Now, that isn't to say that they are not victimized themselves, rather that there is a higher rate of stigma towards male victims and survivors and a severe lack of resources for them who are trying to get out of abusive relationships or resolve some of the violence that's occurring at home.
We are coming to you from Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, and the reason I bring that up now is whether you are a veteran, a military member, or a civilian, it's a serious issue. But in the veteran community, and this is not to make an excuse, but sometimes after a deployment, a military member experiences something that can be triggering when they come back. Is that correct?
That is correct. I will say it's not one of the only reasons for, domestic violence or hurting someone that you love, but the trauma an individual experiences, seeing combat, going through deployment, even just moving around consistently all the time and never really having stability, can provide a lot of new triggers for someone that they don't know how to navigate. And the fear center of our brain, the amygdala, can lose control sometimes and lead us to believe that we're under larger threats than we are, or that there is a threat present when it's really not. Sometimes those triggers happen at home and make us believe that we need to fight against the people that we love, when really those are the times that we need the most compassion.
If someone feels like they've got some anger issues, let's use that term, boiling up, but they haven't done anything yet as far as perpetrating something, but they want to get help, are those resources available at Mount Carmel?
Yes, there are. So there are two primary departments that can help with that. The first being health and wellness. It's our behavioral health department. And while we don't have the certification to treat offenders under a court-mandated need, if someone is experiencing anger issues or anxiety or worry that they're going to hurt themselves or others, they do need mental health resources, and our clinicians are skilled enough to intervene with that.
Our guest is Alice Miles, case manager, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. In a moment, we're going to ask Alice what to look for if you suspect there's something maybe going on. But before that, we are coming to you from the Optum Podcast Studio, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, and we are so happy to have Optum and Mountain View Medical Group, part of Optum, on our team. They offer 20 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Optum primary and specialty care doctors have quality patient-centered care, and they are backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. Optum is dedicated to helping our community live healthier and keeping care affordable. If you need to see a doctor, by the way, they have urgent care facilities in the Pikes Peak region as well. Visit OptumCare/Colorado to learn more. Schedule your appointment today. That's OptumCare.com/Colorado. Alice, what are some of the signs that folks, if they suspect something's going on, maybe it's a neighbor, maybe it's a relative, a family member, friend, what are some of the things people should at least be looking out for?
That's an excellent question, because a lot of times we believe that we can recognize domestic violence through bruises, injuries, or physical violence alone. There are actually several different types of abuse that can be perpetrated against someone, such as psychological manipulation or emotional abuse. And what that looks like, particularly gaslighting, is intentionally confusing someone and their reality, making them believe the narrative that you're telling them over their own memories, or to question their own reality. Now, that's one of the most insidious things, because it can be done in one of the most easiest of ways. An example that I typically use is when people can see me, and currently I have green hair. Right. So my first example would be if you said, Mike, your green hair looks great. But I would look at you and say, actually, my hair is pink. You might fight me back a little bit and be like, are you sure it looks green here? But over time, with enough insistence, you would eventually give up. Maybe even question, maybe her hair really is pink. It's not green. Right. Any of those little signs. So if you see someone who is constantly being put down, questioned, feeling like they're stupid, making excuses when you know that this, what they're telling you that has been perpetrated against them, just really isn't right, it's not healthy, it's not safe, this person's probably been gaslighted to the point where they don't believe that they understand what's going on in their life anymore. More than that, there's financial abuse, which is a lot harder to recognize as well. But if you're in a close-knit family and you recognize that someone has been kept off of all the financial accounts, they don't know what's going on with the bills or the expenses, and they really have no control over what is done at the end of the day when it comes to financial responsibilities, that may be a sign that they're being financially abused as well. Now, of course, there are additional types of abuse, like sexual assault, especially between dating partners, where people blur those lines of boundaries, saying that because they're in a committed relationship that there is no such thing as consent. However, that is not really the case. Anyone can say no at any time. Another very important thing to look out for is that coercion and manipulation. Verbal abuse is easily recognized, mm-hmm. but coercion and manipulation is not, because abusers are very effective at manipulating their victims, but they're also effective at manipulating the people around them to look like someone who would never hurt another person, couldn't say something negative, or, you know, are you sure you took that the right way? That just really doesn't sound like that person to me. So if someone is reporting to you that, hey, you know, I'm being insulted daily, or they're constantly hurting me, anything, you need to listen to them, what they're telling you that they need, and just give them that ear.
Okay. In just a moment, we're going to ask Alice why some people stay in an abusive relationship. But before that, every season brings a new strain on your home systems. And we would love to let you know about the Wire Nut Home Services. They're one of our Veterans Voice partners, the Wire Nut Home Services. You can count on them to handle your heating, cooling, and electrical needs. And yes, we've had a big drop in temperatures in the Pikes Peak region recently. And when you go to turn that furnace on, you want to make sure nice, hot, warm air comes out of the furnace. So if you need to have it tuned up, checked, give the Wire Nut Home Services a call. They are here for you. They are family-owned, proud to employ honest, hardworking Coloradans. When you need plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical help, the Wire Nut does all that. They are here for you. Plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical. The Wire Nut. Give them a call. 719 719-399-5021. That's 719-399-5021. The Wirenut Home Services. Alice Miles, our guest today on the Veterans Voice. Alice, when people are in an abusive situation, some stay. They don't report it. Why?
There are several reasons why. One of the largest factors is actually due to financial abuse and a lack of resources. When people have finally hit a point where they realize that they're in an unhealthy situation and they need to escape, probably to save their own lives or maybe even their children's lives if they're involved, they don't have the means, the money that it takes to put down first month's rent, security deposit. They've likely been deprived of access to those financial resources. They might not even have identity documents, and that's one of the largest reasons as well. We know that leaving is a process and not an event, especially when you're talking about more psychological terms like trauma bonding or even just considering the love that someone has for the offender. Often we want to give people those additional chances because of the love that we have for them, knowing that at one time they were not abusive or seeing the possibility of a future where they aren't. We want to give everyone that chance. However, that's not a chance we can always take, because if we don't take the chance to leave, that could lead to the loss of someone's life. It could be a fatal result. More reasons why many people don't leave is the sake of family, right? There are different cultural pressures, family relationships, where often if a victim isn't believed and they're told by someone that they love and trust, you know, you're really ruining this relationship or you're breaking this family apart, they might be guilted into staying into a relationship that's really unhealthy and unsafe for them. There are so many reasons. And one area that I like to highlight particularly because we have new research going into it is the fawn trauma response. So there is fight, flight, freeze, and now we recognize that there's fawning, which looks very similar to putting one person above themselves, right? Putting them up on a pedestal, making excuses for them. Very similar to the Stockholm Syndrome, where they think this person is hurting them because they deserve it, they did something wrong, or there's some reason that they brought it upon themselves. And so they fawn over this person as if, well, they do take care of me, right? And in the cycle of abuse, we could be from the tension building phase to the explosion to the honeymoon phase. And in tension building or the honeymoon phase, that's where the fawn response comes out, and someone might say, yes, this person hurt me, or yes, they did this, but they also bought me this really nice thing, or they did apologize. You'll find a reason for that person to stay every single time when you're dealing with a fawn response.
Fascinating. If someone needs help, I would like to end this interview with you, Alice, by having you give us the phone numbers for the crisis hotline. So people, if they need to reach out for help, how do they do that?
Well, my first recommendation will always be by calling the National Domestic Violence Hotline. That is at 800-799-7233. They are there for if you're in need of someone to talk to, if you're questioning, if you're in an abusive situation, if you need resources in your local area, or just a grounding advocate to listen to the experiences that you're going through. And a local resource that I work pretty closely with is Kingdom Builders Family Life Center, and they are able to be reached at 719-247-8190.
Alice, this topic is so important, and there's so much more information we want to cover. Will you stay for another segment of the Veterans Voice?
Absolutely, I will.
All right, we'll continue. Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA, in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
Continuing, the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA from the Optum Podcast Studio. Alice Miles, Case Manager, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, is our guest. Alice, thank you for giving us a few more minutes of your time because this is so important. There are some specific things you wanted to mention when it comes to the military and domestic violence and why some things are not reported.
Absolutely. That's one of the most important things to cover, given that we are on the Veterans Voice podcast. So an additional reason why many people may not want to report or attempt to leave an abusive relationship or home is in the military community, there are two different reports that can be made. One is one that starts an investigation and prompt there are consequences for that active duty member, which can lead to a complete dissolution of their career. Mm. It can lead to them being kicked out of the military, being charged with felonies, the loss of the privilege to own a gun, for example, and that has to do with several federal policies at play here. And many people, especially those who have been victimized by an abusive individual and those who love them, still think about, you know, what are my actions going to do to them, right? They've been hurt and they are showing the person who has hurt them more consideration than they've been shown. The other reporting option, it does go in a file, but it's not necessarily investigated. And that's completely separate from the civilian law enforcement process for reporting abuse and what that looks like. So not only is it completely different and separate, but it can be confusing because many people don't know how to initiate it. They're not aware of the resources that are present on base or for active duty or veterans. And it can lead to the loss of people getting to a healthier stage in life where they can go from surviving to thriving.
We alluded to this at the beginning of our podcast and broadcast on KRDO that we're coming into the holidays now. It's November. Thanksgiving just around the corner, other holidays, of course, the holiday season. Holidays can be a very bad time in abusive relationships, can't they?
Yes, they can. And as we had mentioned, domestic violence doesn't take a holiday, right? But what we do know is that the reports of domestic violence is a lot higher than the normal daily average around New Year's and New Year's Day. Now, New Year's Day averages about 2.7 times more incidents of domestic violence than your normal daily average. And what we see on days such as Thanksgiving is that calls to crisis lines and the National Domestic Violence Hotline drop almost by half. Now, that doesn't mean that the incidents are dropping. It just means that people are surrounded by families, they're at home, and they might be isolated or restricted from making a report and calling in for the help that they do need. We also see quite a lot of incidences increasing around football, like the Super Bowl. We don't have a lot of statistical data on that, but we do know from working experience that this is something that does occur more frequently at that time. And part of the reason why we see more domestic violence reported during the holidays is because of stressful family events, right? Being stressed about financial concerns and even being exposed more to alcohol. And that's a lot more present around the holidays. A lot more people cut loose, so to speak, because they don't have work to be worried about. It may even create more opportunities for isolation of a victim where you report to their friends and family, oh, actually, we're going to be going to this family or this event, when in reality, they're kept at home away from their loved ones who may be able to help them.
We're going to talk a little bit more about alcohol and substance abuse in just a couple of moments. But first, I want to just remind you about Colorado Computer Support. Colorado Computer Support is the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner. They meet all of our and they can meet your computing needs. By the way, are you looking for work? They are hiring now. That's right. The hiring sign is out at Colorado Computer Support. They're veteran owned. They are on your team for innovative, collaborative IT services. Have you been wanting to get into IT? Are you an IT professional looking for a new career? Well, it's open for you here. Just get in touch with Colorado Computer Support. Colorado Computer Support, they're at coloradosupport.com. That's coloradosupport.com. Give them a call, 719-355-2440, 719-355-2440. They are here for you. Colorado Computer Support. Let's continue with Alice Miles on The Veteran's Voice. You mentioned just a moment ago alcohol. Other substances are being used, I'm sure, by domestic violence perpetrators. But alcohol has a unique place with the military because if you're active duty military, you're tested for drug abuse, but you're not tested if you're using alcohol.
Yes, that's accurate. Many active duty individuals and veterans utilize alcohol as a way to self-medicate. It helps numb some of the trauma that they have experienced in deployments, in combat, and even just in the training and some of the environments that they have had to work in. And I think we all know people who have stories, and some of us have stories about, you know, how we got blasted on something that was alcoholic and made it into work and somehow got through being hungover. Now, that said, alcohol is one of the most frequently used substances for self-medicating, but it does limit our impulse control. It inhibits our decision-making skills. And when we're at home getting intoxicated, it can make people not necessarily more violent, but it does remove the restrictions that they have from themselves to become violent, if that makes sense.
It does. And it's a depressant too, as I understand it.
Yes, it is. It can be very dangerous. But one of the things that I want to point out with this is because alcohol is used so heavily with both active duty and veterans is that 36% of active duty females are currently reporting experiencing domestic violence, just like 22.2% of male spouses or partners of veterans have reported that they've experienced domestic violence. And this data was all found in a study conducted by the VA in 2021 in an effort to understand how domestic violence is impacting our active duty and veteran members.
And that's just some veterans and active duty statistics. It's affecting the country as a whole, too.
Absolutely.
We'll continue with Alice Miles in just a couple of moments. We've mentioned this on previous editions of the Veterans Voice. Open enrollment coming up. And when it's time to consider Medicare options, time to talk to Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, they're veteran-owned. Medicare Mentors has a longstanding partnership with Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, and they are the Veterans Voice podcast channel sponsor. More than that, they go above and beyond, making sure that when you need them, they're here to lend you a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always helping you go above and beyond with your Medicare issues. And again, open enrollment. Now's the time. If you have any questions at all, Medicare Mentors is here for you. They're going to help you make those not tough choices. That's not the right way to say it. They take the complicated sometimes when it comes to Medicare, and they take all these issues that you may be facing, and they make it easy for you to understand. Medicare Mentors. You can go to MedicareMentorsLLC.com or call 719-886-3377. 719-886-3377. Alice, this has been very enlightening, very, very serious topic. Thank you for sharing so many things and helping us understand this problem. One of the things that I wanted to end with is when someone's in an abusive situation, we talked about why people stay, but also why don't people call law enforcement when they need to?
That's an excellent question. And the National Domestic Violence Hotline actually conducted a study on this for 2021. And what they found was that I believe 72% of those who participated in this study were afraid of negative consequences for their partners. 29% were afraid of police violence against themselves. And some of the biggest contributing factors to this was that callers and those who participated in the study didn't believe that the police would be capable of intervening effectively. They didn't actually want to see a partner or a family member, whomever the perpetrator is, facing a severe consequence. They just wanted the violence to stop. They wanted to not be in pain anymore and not feel unsafe in their own home.
Let's end once more by giving that crisis hotline number, please, Alice.
Absolutely. The National Domestic Violence Hotline can be reached at 800-799-7233. And one additional resource that I like to push personally is the Victim's Voice app. Now, this is a particularly useful app for people who are currently experiencing domestic violence or may find themselves in court battling against an offender, where what's collected as evidence in this app can be used in court, whereas sometimes personally collected evidence may be inadmissible. But the Victim's Voice app can connect you to resources. It can help you contact individuals through crisis lines, and it can provide a lot more education about domestic violence.
Well, it's good to know. Thank you for your time. We'll get you back on the Veterans Voice. Alice Miles, case manager, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. In just a moment, we're going to speak to Linda Sink about what's coming up, what's on the calendar as we head towards the holidays.
You're listening to the Veterans Voice, presented by USAA in partnership with Optum, Medicare Mentors, Colorado Computer Support, and the Wirenut Home Services.
Veterans Voice continues, presented by USAA, Optum Podcast Studio, Linda Sink, Resource Development and Events Manager, standing by. And we'll get to Linda in just a couple of moments. Some things coming up at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center we'd like to share with you. We want to thank our sponsors who make this possible, USAA, Optum. We're coming to you from the Optum Podcast Studio. Our podcast channel sponsor, Medicare Mentors, technology sponsor, Colorado Computer Support, and the supporting partner, The Wirenut Home Services. And also, we've been telling you this, but we want to continue just to remind you, we are so excited about being part of a big broadcast throughout America, Veterans Voice. You are now able to hear us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, Saturday 8 a.m. Eastern, and Sunday 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Wreaths Across America Radio, available on the iHeartRadio app, the Odyssey app, and the TuneIn app. Just search for the word Wreath for Wreaths Across America Radio, and tune in to the Veterans Voice. Linda, you've got a few things coming up as we get, you know, we're getting closer to the holiday season. Things are really jiving now.
They are. Thank you for having me, Mike. I appreciate being here. For Veterans Month, Dumpster of Colorado Springs, they're donating $10 per dumpster rental back to Mount Carmel. There's no cap, no limit, no ceiling. So give them a call. If you're cleaning the house, spring cleaning during the fall and winter season, rent a dumpster, $10 comes back to Mount Carmel. Their phone number is 719-895-3867. So 719-895-DUMP, D-U-M-P. There's a great fundraiser with Supercuts of Southern Colorado. There's 11 franchises between Monument and Southern Pueblo. From the 6th through the 12th of November, they're donating all of the proceeds to Mount Carmel. And on Veterans Day specifically, they're offering 20% off any service with a complimentary tea tree shampoo. So lots of things happening.
And by the way, maybe a business owner is listening right now, Linda. If they say, you know what, I want to support veterans, what do they need to do to reach you?
Give me a call. I'm at 719-772-7000. Tell them you're looking to donate and ask for Linda.
You've been listening to The Veterans Voice, presented by USAA. Veterans Voice is a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center and originates from the Optum Podcast Studio, located on the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The podcast channel is provided by Medicare Mentors. Computing power is provided by technology partner Colorado Computer Support. Additional funding is provided by supporting partner The Wirenut Home Services. Veterans Voice airs on flagship station KRDO News Radio Sundays at 7:30 a.m. The podcast publishes Saturday at 8 a.m. and is available on all your favorite podcast apps.
Look, I want to talk to you about something serious. If you're a veteran and having thoughts of suicide, you are not alone. There are people out there that have your back, like Next Chapter, with free services like health and wellness counseling, transition and employment, and family services like housing, food aid, and financial assistance. To learn more, visit nextchapterco.org, because your next chapter is worth writing. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide, dial 988 plus 1.